from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Foreign ministers from 20 nations meeting in Vancouver about North Korea say sanctions pressure must continue against the country until it abandons its nuclear weapons program. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson.
North Korea is just one of many security issues in which the United States knows we can rely on our neighbor and friend Canada for close alignment. Also want to recognize Foreign Minister Kang, the Republic of Korea, and Foreign Minister Kono. Thank them for joining us as well. As allies, their nations have been at the center of the maximum pressure campaign against the DPRK, and our lockstep coordination with them will continue. The United States extends its appreciation to all nations here for their efforts to date in the pressure campaign.
Tillerson urged China and Russia, which were not invited to the meeting, to fully implement United Nations sanctions against North Korea. Pope Francis expressed his pain and shame over Chile's sexual abuse scandal on Tuesday.
No puedo dejar de manifestar el dolor.
These were his first comments in Chile on a crisis that has scarred the Roman Catholic Church's credibility in the country. He asked for forgiveness and promised to make every effort to support the victims and ensure that such things don't happen again. The Pope spoke in the presence of President Michelle Bachelet, other Chilean officials, and foreign diplomats. The Latin America's first pope did not mention the name of Chile's most infamous pedophile priest, Reverend Fernando Caradima, who was punished to a lifetime of penance and prayer for sexually abusing children. This is VOA News. President Trump's former chief strategist, Steve Bannon, spoke Tuesday behind closed doors to a committee of the U.S. House of Representatives that's investigating whether Russia interfered in the 2016 presidential election. VOA Washington correspondent Martin Sechrest reports.
Bannon is the latest high-profile figure to testify before the House committee as part of its ongoing investigation into allegations that Russia interfered in the U.S. 2016 election. The interview with the House Intelligence Committee comes after Bannon's public falling out with the president over comments Bannon made to author Michael Wolff for Wolff's new book, Fire and Fury, Inside the Trump White House. But Trump accused Bannon of having lost his mind when news of his comments to Wolff surfaced earlier this month. Martin Sechrest, VOA News.
Burundi's government recently proposed constitutional changes that would, among other things, let the president stay in office beyond 2020. Civil society groups say the government is arresting opponents of those changes in advance of an upcoming referendum. For VOA, Mohamed Youssef reports from Nairobi.
Officially, Burundi's government has banned anyone from campaigning for or against the proposed changes to the constitution. But civil society groups accuse the government of targeting those suspected to urging voters to reject the changes. The government says the changes are aimed at strengthening and advancing the country's laws after more than 2 years of political violence. The violence was triggered in April 2015 when President Nkurunziza announced he will run for a controversial third term. Opponents said he was violating constitutional term limits and the peace deal that ended Burundi's civil war. Now, critics believe Nkurunziza is manoeuvring to stay in power beyond the end of his current term in 2020. Burundians will vote on the proposed changes in May. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga, whose National Super Alliance contests the results of October's rerun election, has defiantly vowed to inaugurate himself as the people's president at the end of January if there is no dialogue before that time with President Uhuru Kenyatta. In an exclusive television interview Tuesday with VOA's Swahili service, Odinga denied criticism that the threat to hold his own inauguration ceremony on January 30th is a tactic to negotiate for power with President Kenyatta. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com. and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of The Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.